Welcome back to another episode of TTV, the place where we find the tea on TV. Today we'll be talking about the events that happened on the newest episode of 911, Long Star. Season 2, Episode 2 to be exact. If you haven't watched this episode just yet, then listen at your own expense because there about to be spoilers. Now the opening scene went from zero to death. Well, what I thought was going to be a death. In no time. Like, OMG. Oh my gosh. It started off being so sweet and shining a light on the bright side of the damage that was done by 2020. Then turned to like a dark place really quickly. Like, damn. Let's play the clip.
No, son. No. I'm, of course, daddy's not crying.
His eyes are leaking.
Victor, what's wrong?
What's wrong? Is I have commercial real estate gathering dust all over town because of stupid COVID.
Oh, okay.
What's wrong is we're officially broke.
What?
I call that guy. Who's from the bank. Refusing to give me a bridge loan. We're gonna lose the house.
How long have you known that we were in trouble?
5 months. Sorry.
I'm the one who's sorry that you've had to keep this all bottled up inside you for so long.
You hate me?
Of course not. We're gonna get through this, with or without a house.
Like, really? Really? You had to throw him in a pool of lava with a devil's head. I mean, like, some could consider that bad juju, mainly because he did beat up the devil's head and then, you know, karma bit him in the behind. But still, they were having such a sweet moment. Such a sweet moment. I mean, like, not a lot of girls would react the way she did. Not a lot of girls. But I'm pretty sure in the few months of them not having a house, she's not gonna feel the same way. But that's still all besides the point. And the way TK just collapsed in Carlos's arms when he got home, like, that was just too cute. That was just too cute. That was like everything. Also was like, hold tight and never let go. Like, I'm shipping them so hard. So hard. Fox, I have a message for you, Fox. The Fox industry. Never ever cut out scenes with Carlos and TK ever again. This better be a one-time incident. This better be a one-time infraction. Cause that scene was so needed. No joke, I had a feeling that Tim was going to die because there was just so much more focus on him than there was any other episode. I heard someone was gonna die, so I figured it was gonna be him due to that reason. But then when he died, and the way he died, I was just like, He was a good paramedic, a loyal friend, and a funny man. A little weird, but so am I. RIP, Tim. RIP. Let's take a moment of silence for Tim. With all that being said, we'll be back right after the break. I bet it was all fun and shifts, but why were they having a party during a pandemic? Hello. But with that note, if you're listening, please wear a mask. Thank you. This episode was such an emotional roller coaster.
Crew here already. Yeah, but what about the volcano?
Geologists say seismic activity has begun returning to pre-eruption levels. Officials are cautiously optimistic that the worst is over, leaving Austin with quite a mess to clean up. And a deadly reminder that sometimes even Mother Nature needs to let off steam.
Like, doesn't that sound like anything that we're going through right now? Let's see. COVID. That sounds like COVID. Soon COVID is gonna die down and everything's gonna return to quote unquote normal, whatever that's gonna look like in the future, up to the point where scientists will be cautiously optimistic that the worst is over, leaving the whole world with quite a mess to clean up. With a deadly reminder. That sounds like COVID. I love how like they use like volcano erupting as an interpretation of what's going on with 2020. Like, either way, throughout the episode, I was scared at every turning point, and so much happened. It was honestly a really good episode. Like, really, really good. It kept me on my toes. They did so much in spite of COVID, which I think is amazing. And truly appreciate how this show brings up 9/11. After this episode, I'll need to recover for the next 5 to 7 business days, which is enough time for the next episode of 911 Lock Stars. So add me on Instagram. Let me know your thoughts and feelings about what's said today. Whether you agree or disagree, let me know on Instagram at lovemeso103. That concludes today's segment. I'm your host, Sherlandi Lewis, on TTV, the place where we find the tea on TV. See you next episode.